New episode of Weird Web. Last week we met Irene, which is Ashton's new character. Wednesday's still out there. Just so you know, the reason we're not showing Wednesday is because no one can perceive Wednesday except gods and her true love, which means until I have determined she runs into someone that can perceive her, the show doesn't perceive her. Also, so we don't cut to, like, Wednesday's on an airplane. All right, let's go back.
This is what happens when you piss off Tatiana.
Yeah. even the meta narrative that is the show does not perceive you.
It's very good.
The power of Faye. But other than that, Micah was not here for the last couple episodes. Micah had been called away, but will be returning. We know Irene's PI checks were being paid for by Orpheus Industries, which had come up before with some certain sleep grenades, as well as Morgana is now hiring Irene. Karen was at her cottage teaching her, I guess, new dragon, Athusa, or trying to, but learning that the collection of knowledge is what creates the soul, which means Athusa, while you could find ways to give Athusa knowledge, like regaining all that knowledge or giving them all of someone's knowledge will be difficult and costly.
I'm just going to open up a Chromebook or something with Wikipedia and say, search up, insert yes. the non-canon name here.
And oh, start yeah.
reading through all of this.
Other things you missed, because Athusa has actually been like an ancient dragon that was captured, imprisoned beneath the lake in Arthur's castle, in a cave beneath the lake, but could not leave the lake. So what had to happen, because since Michael wasn't here last few times, we're going to do a full recap of this. For Athusa to get free, Athusa had an egg, got Karen to take the egg out of the chamber, then kill Athusa, which would cause Athusa to be reborn from the egg. Because in almost every world I run, dragons function essentially off Phoenix rules.
You're right
when
about
you
it.
When kill a dragon, they then rehatch from their own egg.
I had to kill it with my bare hands because I didn't have a knife.
Yeah.
So dark.
It's very gross.
But it was also determined that Athusa did talk Merle into having Wi-Fi in the cave. And Athusa was a large contributor to Wikipedia.
Under a very troll name.
XX Scale Swinger 42069XX.
Which I was told was not canon.
It was not canon, but then you all keep bringing up the username.
Oh, yeah, because you put 42069. Like, it has to be canon. So I could say nice.
With that, yeah, Karen, you're going to leave Athusa with a laptop.
I'm going to put some sort of child protective mode on it so only Wikipedia can be searched.
Yes, there's nothing damaging on Wikipedia.
I don't care if they get damaged elsewhere. I don't want them going and screwing me over elsewhere.
And are you leaving them there, or are you just going to be there with them as they're doing this?
I think if I bring them... Wait, can you turn invisible, Athusa?
I don't remember really things, so can I turn invisible?
I know. Don't poop on my floor.
I didn't think of that as a possibility. Ooh, this time I'm sucking in, so it's way better. Did you do
I
it?
I don't think it. No.
Okay, maybe I can't. I don't know.
I'm going to spend time making a collar that makes them invisible.
Okay, so you're going to be spending a lot of time on that. We will handle that in a little bit. At this point, Morgana and Irene, where are you going in the White Council?
I think that I don't want to go anywhere too crazy yet, but I want to start A Noob's Guide to the Supernatural is basically where I'm taking her.
Okay.
I'm sure they have one of those trainee videos about magic and bullshit.
It's going to be like the Wendy's.
It's a film strip. All of a sudden, Merle walks in dragging a chair, flips it backwards, and sits at it. So you've decided to be a wizard. Full wizard outfit, but like 90s backwards hat on.
Stop! I wouldn't be able to stop myself from saying it was hot.
It gives very Captain America PSA vibes. But yeah, you can roll plus cool.
For Irene? Or
for you, yeah, because you are going to be helping Irene learn stuff.
Gotcha.
And cool is how you do it mechanically.
Do I need to roll sharp?
In a minute.
7.
Is the gumshoe not smart?
No, I put most of my stuff in charm. I have okay sharp.
Okay.
It's just, it's not
you
charm.
Get a plus one.
Okay, cool.
But whatever bad thing happens also happens to...
Hold on. Okay, that's nothing. Hold on. Wait. Fuck. Yeah, that's only a 7.
Okay, 7. So you get one question about the supernatural.
Oh, shit. Okay. What do I need to know?
That's the beauty of this system. You gotta decide these things.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
I mean, there are those films in here. You just don't want to find them.
Who is, who is the biggest threat, but like to me personally, or what?
As influenced by what the White Council would determine the greatest threat to be, essentially a film strip starts up. Welcome to the White Council. Today we're going to be discussing threats and dangers to wizard kind. Now, as we know, one of the primary laws of the White Council is to never interact with the matters of gods. Gods themselves may be one of the greatest threats and dangers to all reality. But the White Council, what is far more dangerous, is a wizard or other magic user who is willing and open to interact with such powerful beings. They combine the might of deities with the pettiness of mortality. And none represents this greater than, points at spinning in motion graphic, Morgan Le Fay.
I'm not even looking at her. I'm pretending like it doesn't connect.
From our research, she takes a new form every generation or so. So her appearance may be varied from time to time. Here are some known faces, and they bring up several. And we've established that some of Nora's past lives looked identical to Nora.
Yeah.
So there's going to be like several copper plate photos and stuff that are just, it's Nora. It's Nora's face. But above all else, the key identifier is her utter confidence in herself.
That's not so bad.
Understanding... Okay. The entire chaotic mess that is the universe and how it can bend, and still being sure you are always making the right choice, can only be accomplished by a sociopath.
That's a little harsh.
This has been really Introductory Lessons for the White Council. Ba-na-na.
I feel Exit like Karen graphic. Had that last part added last year. Just in case.
It's the old Hanna-Barbera, where it's just like the star with the...
Ding. It stops and we're just sitting in the dark in silence.
So that's what space cops want you to believe.
Or this really is a prime cops, example of Soviet cops. Propaganda.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right.
Gives me very, very big vibes of like middle school teacher who should not be around children ending a tape of 9/11 going, and what they don't tell you, kids.
Yeah.
Okay. That was enlightening, I guess. I'll be honest, I'm still rather drunk, but should I be afraid of you?
That is a good question.
Didn't like the pause. Didn't like it. I think I know everything now. All right. Thank you so much. And I'm still definitely going to work for you. I'm not quitting or anything, but...
Well, I would just... If you would like to still work and to get the people that believe that things that are different are bad out of here, then here I am. If you don't, then that's fine.
What do you think I'm here for? I'm not here to, like, take down a magical castle with a fucking... I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I'm not... I'm here for Wednesday. I'm here for Wendy Nernowitz. And that's my goal, and that's all I need to do.
At that point, right. there is a cracking sound. And the... And kind of the same sound of wind blowing a rush of leaves. And Micah has been teleported back, which you have never seen, Micah, Irene. So, Micah, describe how you're looking at this point.
Micah stands about 6 feet tall. He's pretty large and wide of stature now, as far as, you know, athletic fit, because he's been slaying monsters for a great long time. And he's got unkempt... curly hair that is streaked with grays, and he's got a short scruffy beard. His face is covered in scars, and he's wearing a long duster that's probably caked with old blood and dirt. Yeah, pretty haggard appearance.
All right, I'm gonna go to bed. I don't know what this is. I don't know why Micah fucking Moonflower just fucking teleported in.
Hello.
No.
Who's this?
I can't right now. This is
new friend. Super fan.
Oh my god.
I mean,
podcast.
She had to do her research, and I think she really enjoys his work.
It has been a long time since anybody has recognized me from that.
Yeah, well, don't flatter yourself. It was like, I had to do my research because I was looking for Wendy, and you're, I guess, around her sometimes. I am a fan, though. I'm not like,
okay.
I'm so drunk right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Michael also doesn't know about the karaoke night.
Oh, no.
You missed it. Todd was there.
Someone point me towards the outside, or do wizards use bathrooms? Because I'm going to throw up.
I'll point that way. And who got killed off with the? I'm looking to see who would have a nice room that Irene could crash in that doesn't have that room anymore because they're not here anymore.
Yes, they're dead.
Of like the main council.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It was, I believe Frank got turned to stone, but yeah, all of the main council has left, like abandoned post.
I'll give a...
They all left?
I said a bunch of wizards abandoned when, like, the castle lost magic.
Huh.
I'll give a string of room numbers. You're like a any of those should be fine to stay in.
Wizards now.
All right. Cool. I'm going to open the door and take 2 steps out, and I'm just going to throw up all over the floor.
Oh boy.
I rolled for that. okay. Oh, I don't know if magic can fix that.
I'll get it cleaned up. Don't worry. Just go to bed.
Okay. Sure. Good night. I hope when I wake up, I will not be here. And this will all have been a dream. Great. Great. Very excited. Thank you so much for hiring me.
Nice.
You're welcome.
Meet you. What was her name?
Irene,
nice to meet you. Always good to meet a fan, I guess.
How the fuck did you know my name? All right, I'm just going to keep walking.
This is real fun because Micah and Morgana are left alone.
Uh-huh.
And we know what happened the last time they were left alone.
My office is locked. I'm emphasizing that with arcane locks.
We're not drunk, though. We're not drunk.
I'm just emphasizing just in case.
Yes, but you both still fully remember it, and now you're not drunk. Is this just awkward silence and the scene ends, or are things going to be said?
Are we gonna No.
Yeah, sure, but privacy is important to me. It's like a little teleport door. Just in case. Yeah. I'm just gonna go through it, gonna leave it open.
But I, like, put my hands in my pockets and, like, look around and, like, walk backwards into it.
As you're walking backwards, you catch out of the corner of your eye Todd leaning against a bookshelf, 1 foot, like, up on the shelf, and just gives you a thumbs up and a wink.
Awesome. Good. Great. Good stuff. Okay. That wasn't supposed to happen. Yep. Good. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, we cool?
Yeah. What is the problem?
What? Okay. All right. You're cool. We're cool.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Why are you so weird?
Listen, I am like so many people right now. My soul has been ripped to shreds and then put back together and then put it somewhere else and then all put back together with Elmer's glue, and it's all weird, and I don't know. I've got these insecurities of this Jonathan dude going on. I don't know what's up.
That's the one thing when all of it happened to me, the blockades. It's the one thing I was grateful for.
So what am I supposed to do?
That is tough. So you get everybody in there, not just recents, just everyone all at once talking, or is it someone coming closer that's bothering you?
It's all just kind of random. I get these spikes of personalities. I feel like I'm not whole.
Are you sure you got everything back then?
Morgana, where's my sword?
I was wondering when you were going to get to that. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to go to a closet where I had Lancelot drop off my package that I requested in episodes ago.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to make a quick roll to see how successful that was.
Oh, boy.
Because as we know, Ezra's never known to fuck anything up. Or Lancelot.
No, just fuck people.
Roll plus cool, Morgana.
Mike is starting to fall apart at the seams here.
9.
All right, that's going to give a plus 1 to the 6.
Oh, thank God.
Which means shit.
I'm going to give you a choice. Only one of them will be safe. Ezra or the sword?
Oh.
The sword. Sword's the most important.
Damn. Damn.
You open the where the package would be, and there's a bloody smeared handprint on it.
Can I look in? Is there any notes? Is there anything other
it
than
looks,
that?
There's like a little bit of pool of blood on the ground. It looks like it was stashed here very quickly.
I will keep my composure, but I think at this point Morgana's even shaken because that was not supposed to happen. And she's going to have the package in her lap. I think I had to pay a very high price to get this here.
How long have you had it?
When did you become really working for, you know who?
You've had it this whole time?
Someone had to keep it safe.
Oh my God.
Jonathan had it. Then Jonathan got modified and they didn't take care of it. So yes, I took care of it. I'm not going to just let it go anywhere. What do you want Loki to have it? I don't think so.
No, I wanted me to have it. I'm falling apart.
That's why I'm giving it to you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. 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 Okay.
I didn't know. I don't know because no one talks to me and I need to talk to people better. I get that. I'm learning that very evidently. That closing myself off to everyone and anyone because it's painful is a problem.
Whoa, Morgana, are you being vulnerable right now?
Yes.
This is like end game stuff.
I don't like that, the end word, okay? We don't use that word in this house. We don't use end. We don't use final. We don't use any of that, okay?
Yeah. Right.
I'm trying to be better because they need me to be better, okay?
Nobody's watching us right now, right? Nobody can see us.
No, this is the secret populace.
Okay, but like, Morgana, nobody?
No, it's I told you I wanted privacy. Why would I be talking about my biggest insecurity out loud if no one could?
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I don't doubt your power. I don't doubt your power. Is your power strong enough to keep out a god?
Should be.
Okay. Shit.
What?
I mean, if it's not, the person who needs this more than I do.
Then they'll have to pry it from my dead hands.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No. I hear you. But here's, I mean, like, what if we walk out of here and he's just there? We need some sort of preparation.
I learned this in Avalon. There's not much that can break this. They don't even know the secrets that I've used to make this work. There's only a handful of people that can even come inside.
I can't take it yet.
But why?
I need to talk to someone first. Because as soon as I have it, I'm going to have to give it to Oberyn. And then I'm going to have to get it back immediately and kill him with it.
Right?
And I don't have a plan for that yet.
And I will start. I can help at least. Thank you for communicating with me that. Because long game is what I do.
It's not usually what I do, but it feels right.
Well, we're supposed to be trying to break the damn wheel on this one. Might as well work together.
Weird. Look at us. Okay.
I just hope I'm not killed before whatever happens.
Yes, same.
So what is your oubliette, by the way? So we can
My oubliette, it's entirely encased, but it's basically a inner turret of this house. Like, there is an inner turret that is basically built from some of the stones of Avalon. That is only people that Morgana can truly trust can come in here. So that is Arthur. Merlin can't get in, but like, for instance, like Nora would be able to come in, or certain knights would be able to come in, but only people that Morgana would be closest to. No gods. Gods are not allowed.
No. You hear a knock at the door.
Stay here. I'm going to go. Can I try and like sense anything? I can't sense because I'm inside of here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through.
Standing there, twirling iron collar around his finger, is Todd. AU2, your 7 minutes is up.
Were your plot convenience ears ringing? This is incredible. Hey.
Yeah. This color was established 3 episodes back.
So we're really going to do this.
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about, but you end up in white noise for too long, people are going to start getting suspicious. And like, I get it. You will feel up your girlfriend and all that shit, but mom and dad will realize the car's missing. And then we got to end the party early.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. Yeah. Let's, what's the move?
Again, I'm just trying to get you to, well, look, Morgie, I don't care. Everybody expects you to disappear, but Prince Charming over here got a lot of close tabs on him. You disappear with me, we can buy a couple extra minutes because you're with somebody you're supposed to be with. But let's be real honest, ain't nobody in the history of history wants the two of you together for a long period of time.
Yeah, big facts. He's okay. Right. Yep. Let's get out of here. You hold on to it for now until I, you know. How big is the package? Is it like sword sized package, or is it like a
it's literally the shape of a sword,
the rainbow
in paper.
Oh, incredible. I thought it was the rainbow fanny pack.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I was literally making a joke.
Oh, got it.
Incredible.
Just a guitar case. I know what Bobby's doing.
It's a USPS flat rate shipping box.
Perfect. Hold on to it for now. The moment will strike. And then we do. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. As you guys are walking away, he's like, you didn't actually see it, right?
No.
Okay, good. Because the deal was when you found it. Yeah, I remember that.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Good Lord.
Yeah. Finders, keepers, all that shit.
Right. Got it.
Look, I'm sure your eyes were busy somewhere else, but...
No, it's not like that. It wasn't...
Oh, yeah, no, it's not like that. Do you gotta wash your hands again?
Listen, it was actually very
everybody
wholesome.
Everybody out. I don't want to cause any more problems than I have already done.
Oh my God, who
Wait, whose house are we in? Because I thought we were in Morgana's house, and this person sounds like
Shut
it, but...
up.
Okay, yeah, no, we're where I thought we were. Okay. Come on, Morgan, develop a sense of humor at least once or twice.
It's okay, I can't falter. The character development is hell of an art.
More like an orbit, but, you know, if it comes crashing back down to Earth, we'll just be happy.
Is that how that works?
I mean, you shoot something up, it eventually falls back down. That's an arc, no matter how long it takes to get back down.
You know what? I'm not very good at math.
It's fine. I watch the Discovery Channel. I mean, mostly for Shark Week, but, like, I never remember when Shark Week is, so, like, I catch it on other weeks, too.
You just sometimes. Check every week to see if it's Shark Week.
Yeah, I gotta make sure Shark, not Shark Week.
Todd, I love you.
Like, was a week a check-in? Is it Shark Week? No, but hey, something's on. It might be kind of cool.
Do you know that there's an actual website, Todd, that you can go on called isitchristmas.com? And
but I'm not looking for Christmas. I'm looking for Shark Week. That is Todd Goodfellow's Christmas. I've made a very strong character choice with this. What was that? I broke Ashton.
She's laughing so hard that it literally can't come through. She's overloading her microphone.
It's amazing.
It's like, keep going.
That's what they always say.
Incredible. Wow. That is a very strong character choice. I respect it.
Shock Week is Tom Cavella's Christmas.
You got it.
Look, it is the chaos of nature. You think things are going to end with bloodshed. Listen, and like you see what Discovery Channel does, they take things that don't actually have personality or story and try to make you think they have a personality and story so you care about them when like it's just a fucking week of shark clips, but it is amazing. It is the greatest trick that has happened in the last 500 years.
Wow.
And the fact that they do it every year and nobody's been like, please don't fucking do this.
Wow. Do you like Sharknado too?
I mean, it's okay.
Man.
I'm not much of a movie guy.
We never really talk about this stuff. Yeah, I know.
I'm kind of on the move a lot. Yeah, unless it's Shark Week, then my ass is on the couch watching TV. But like
7 days straight, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. That's when Puck goes on holiday to sit down and watch Shark Week. Doesn't take his eyes off the screen. DoorDash is everything.
Plus, the entire season is also a pun. So, like, it was made for me. That's about vaginal bleeding, by the way, in case you weren't aware. It's fine. You'll grow up one day. Okay. Anyways, you're a big boy. We got a whole lot of meetings to get to. I got to go check back in on somebody. And, well, you're coming with so that it looks like we're getting shit done.
Right. Yes. Business and such.
All right. It is probably like 2 a.m. Let's be real honest here. When the front door of your cottage opens, Karen.
They don't even fucking knock. I have
knock,
words.
Knock. Are you she's decent? Like, I really don't care, but.
She's like working at the table while the dragon is still looking at Wikipedia. Possibly got distracted and has been playing kids' cartoons for the last hour as I'm like rubbing my temples trying to finish this necklace.
It is just Cocoa Melon.
I'm glad I don't know that reference. I don't want to know that reference. Don't tell me that reference. If you do, I will hate you forever. I won't actually hate you forever, but I will be bad at you for a little bit. I'll just like close the laptop so the sound stops. Usually you knock before you open the door.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to wake you. It's kind of late.
So you just walk into my fucking house?
Aren't I convenient? I ought a gentleman, and he bows.
What the fuck do you want, Todd?
Okay. No hospitality, that is fine.
Sorry, I've been listening to whatever the fuck that shit was for the last hour and trying to work for 6 hours straight, And you just waltz into my house, and I was about to blast you with a fireball, honestly, within seconds, if you didn't say something. So,
oh, yeah, that's algorithmically garbage that just gets pushed on everybody to make the brain soft. But, like, you know, it does real fucking numbers. People hate it.
Yeah, that's probably why I didn't kill you, because my brain was still humming the fucking melody.
Yeah, I know. Real fucking funny, right?
Hilarious.
You ever heard of a joke going too far?
Yeah.
Oh, not me.
Okay.
We're going to put out like a new video tomorrow. So.
Oh, you're part of this? Of course you are.
It makes people with small brains happy and people with functioning brains pissed off. And you're surprised I'm part of it.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm just tired.
Yeah. That's the best part. Really is to manipulate kids. You know they have no souls.
Yes.
The running bit no one wants. Anyways.
Anyway.
I'm checking in on a few things.
Yeah.
As you see, I brought my muscle with me. Not for threatening purposes. You two are friends. I thought it would be a nice gesture.
Michael and Morgana are there, or just Michael?
Just Michael.
Okay.
Just Micah.
Micah. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Hey, Micah.
Karen, you all right?
Well, I'm tired. I hate Merle more than ever, and I have a new friend who remembers nothing. And they're supposed to remember everything. Kind of backfired a little bit there. Need a Thuza.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling more confident about this.
This, like, little white dragon the size of a house cat just lifts its head, turns. I'm hungry.
I'm a little less confident than I was previously.
Yeah, they were imprisoned and had to be killed in order to be unimprisoned and then reborn. And evidently they have to relearn everything. I'm trying to speed up the process, but they got distracted by cartoons. I decided they deserved an hour break before having to make them go do Wikipedia again.
Out of screen time. That's very responsible.
Yeah, I'm trying. It mostly was to keep them quiet. But yeah, I was hoping that I could use this to my advantage. But I think that's going to take a lot longer than I anticipated, which does not work for my original plans, which is why I hate Merle, because Merle's ambition is a dick. Honestly, not going to lie. It's a fucking dick.
You know what was really a dick about him as someone who knew him for many, many years? His dick.
I'm glad you didn't give me that part. I'd be really uncomfortable.
No. He's had that thing on reserve for Wendy for a long time.
That's great. For
somewhere Wednesday.
For a while, I thought it was the broad with the braids and the red hair on the burger bags. But, like, turns out, no.
No.
Look, he's a wizard. I try not to judge. I've done much weirder things.
Right. Anyway.
Oh, what you did miss.
Okay, yeah. Oh, no, you can continue.
I think. Do you know about the out of character? Does Micah know about the gods doing the thingamabop in the
Pentagon?
The fuck? Pentagon, thank you.
No, Micah is not aware of that.
Okay. So evidently, all the Greek gods are currently in the Pentagon planning a coup of sorts. Also in the White House, there's stuff hidden there that I need to get access to. And Loki's working with the Greek gods right now. So they're all like planning a thing. They're in the war room for some reason.
Yeah. There's a table of betrayers willing to take out the throne. And we're going to need to go get a magical amulet to deal with this situation. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you all think I fucking was by accident? I brought Arthur to a clandestine meeting with Merlin in the middle of the night. Don't worry. There's no charge. I've been paid up front for this. This is just all part of the script.
Good. Okay. No, I'm not going to continue that sentence. Yeah. So there's an amulet at the White House that has Nora's soul in it, and I need that amulet.
Well, it seems like all of our interests align at the Pentagon. Yeah.
That's real. You're real right. That necklace will be real useful if you got to deal with Morgan Le Fay. Hey, Micah, I need to talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
Do you mind looking at Karen?
You came into my house.
Yeah. This would be rude.
Here, I'll just plug my ears and not listen.
Well, she's going to do the earmuffs thing.
Yeah, no, she's not. She's gonna listen.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. That gem is a very specific shape. It is very useful. It can most assuredly be dealt to capture Morgan Le Fay. By the way, also, I know you were admiring this earlier, and it may be useful on your future endeavors. And he reaches back and he hands you the iron collar he had been twirling that has an inlay spot that is empty.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
The fates understood. Have said one will be defeated. So don't worry. Kids, y'all gonna win. You're gonna beat the one big bad. Just one. But with that, I got some horses to go bet on. I got some people to look into. And I got to mysteriously leave. And he walks, like, reopens the door. There's a forest on it. He takes a step through it. And, like, as the door's going, ooh, mystery. Go fucking do whatever you need to do. All right? I hate freebies. And the door closes.
Well, we need to get to the Pentagon.
Yeah. Give me a few more minutes. I need to finish this necklace really quick. Can't really have a white dragon flying around that doesn't know to turn themselves invisible.
Coming back with like a mouth half full of multiple bits of random food.
That's fine. Karen probably forgot that it was there. Probably all bad.
Oh, God. It got into the trash actually, again.
Gary probably was the one that was always making sure her fridge was full of food just in case.
Yeah.
Like, there's vegetables in here, and there's meat, just in case Karen is here, but if not, it's okay. She orders DoorDash every time.
Yeah, you'd been working on that, so we can have you finish it up right now by making a weird check.
Cool. Not so cool.
All right.
This is a mystical effect, though. Nope. A phenomenon that I've never encountered before? No. Sure. I'm positive. 100% positive.
You have made magic items before, so yes.
I made this magic item. Did I have to research strange or ancient secrets to do it?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's a 7.
All right.
It kind of works.
Micah stashes the iron collar in his dimensional pocket and then teleports to Joshua Tree National Park.
Okay.
Yeah, just to be alone and think.
Like, give me a minute. Teleports away instantly.
Yeah.
Like, or that works
so
too. Everybody else.
You're
leaves.
Gonna give the necklace to your dragon.
Yeah, this should make you invisible.
All right. Athusa will like stretch its neck out so you can put the necklace on. It's gonna kind of flap up and just go, and.
Oh, hey, it worked.
Oh, did okay. Yeah. Yeah, this is amazing. Hitting things. Stuff randomly getting knocked over by the invisible dragon.
Don't run into things, please.
I don't have great spatial awareness and I can't check now.
Okay, here, just give me your hand, please. Wall, whatever.
Okay.
And I guess I will teleport.
Reaches, but I don't think you teleport to the Joshua reaches tree. Down and like the claw goes in to your elbow.
Ow.
So again, I cannot see what I'm reaching.
I text Micah, where the fuck did you go so I know where to teleport?
Micah,
you'll probably be like 10, 15 minutes later.
Yeah. Micah, you arrive in Joshua Tree National Park.
Mm-hmm.
Dead of night.
Yes. Middle of the desert, just staring at the stars.
In the distance, you see a campfire, some other people out here.
Fucking hippies.
What do you want to do?
Oh, I'm just sitting. I'm just waiting. I got the text.
Okay. Now you weren't, I can't remember. Don't you get like visions, or is that not here on this character anymore? At the beginning,
I mean, if we
of
want
adventures.
Oh no, that's the chosen one. Okay. But we can keep that. You did say that we can like keep some things from Jonathan, yeah, if we want, but we haven't run into a situation where it would be
roll pertinent. Plus weird.
Rolling plus weird. Here they went. Good thing I've got. Good weird. Oh yeah, that's fine. That's a 5, 7 plus 3 for 10.
You're there in the piece. You hear the faint sound of bongos. But then you notice, not from where the campfire is, but from a different direction out in the blackness, someone's walking towards you. and they kind of shimmer almost like a mirage as they get closer. And it is someone I don't think you've ever actually seen, but will feel very, very familiar as an incredibly attractive man in a white t-shirt, like a V-neck.
No. No!
Walks up to you. Hey.
Oh, man.
Do I know you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Weird. I don't remember how I got out here. Feels like a while. I feel real bad. I don't remember your name at all, so I'm going to tell you mine first. Hi, Jonathan?
Yeah, Jonathan Prescott, right?
Yeah. Okay. You know my last... Did we, like, go to high school together or something?
No, I'm Micah Moonflower.
Oh, whoa. You have, like, a podcast and stuff.
Yes. Yeah, man, yeah,
right, we must have met at, like, a meet and greet or so. Or were you at one of my auditions?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
What's going on? What is this?
I don't know. I think I was at like a party or with a party or something, but I got kind of lost and I've just been wandering around.
You don't remember fighting?
I remember like a green canopy.
Huh. Why are you here? What?
I mean, why are any of us here? I don't try to ask those things too much. You know, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings. Have you seen those?
A long time ago.
Like
a long time. First ago. I really liked them.
They're
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to watch.
There's
them
a bunch of people that are like, why didn't they just take the eagles to Mordor and everything? Right. Well, like, why didn't they just summon them flying? I mean, on top of the fact that we know Sauron has domain over the skies and he would have just ripped them down, everybody would have died anyways. But the bigger fact is, then they wouldn't have gone on the journey.
But wouldn't a journey on the back of a bunch of giant eagles be pretty cool too?
It'd be cool. But odds are when they got there, they'd be the same people who left. And they weren't.
Wow, that is...
We all change, man.
That is some depth, Jonathan.
I mean, kind of the opposite. They're really high in the sky.
Right. Yeah. Okay. There it is. Wow.
Wow, you nailed him.
You got him. Wow.
I'm sorry. Philosophical Zoolander isn't an accurate depiction.
That's exactly right. You got him. Damn. Wow, I'm tearing up a little bit. I really loved playing that character.
But you know, man, it's... Again, remember, don't be afraid of the journey. Getting there is the end. And yeah, the ends are what stick with you. And they don't...
Jonathan.
What?
We don't say end. We don't say end around here. We don't.
looks around.
Holy shit, Morgana, that's it.
I'm sorry, did I break some rules or something?
Oh, man. Yeah, we broke the rules.
I'm sorry, man. Was there a sign where they were posted?
No, we can break all the rules, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, no, we're out in Joshua Tree. People are doing drugs everywhere.
Yes, just like all those people doing drugs, we can break all the rules. Like, we got this.
Hey, man, as long as you're safe about it, I don't judge.
I'm going to hug Jonathan.
He was going to hug you anyways. When you hug him, he disappears.
Yes. I teleport. Ooh, shit. Did I get a text?
I'll say that you didn't yet.
I'm going to teleport to Morgana.
This is going to be kind of sad. Morgana's sitting alone, drinking tea and looking at old photo books. She's a sad woman.
She is.
Like, incredibly.
And propped in the stool that Ezra was always sitting at when Ezra was always drinking there is the box.
I think Micah is so, his energy is so excited that when he teleports in, there's like a gust of wind around him that kind of blows the old photos around.
What the? I could have almost killed you. He realized that. I could have done that.
You wouldn't have.
No, I wouldn't have, but...
Morgana.
What?
Let's break all the rules.
Oh, okay.
Like all of them.
What do you mean?
Okay. So there's this whole set of rules and guidelines that determines our cycle, right?
Correct.
Okay, let's break it and reframe it in a way that suits us better.
Okay.
Right? We don't just save the cycle. We destroy the cycle and start a new one.
You want to reform everything?
Yes. We don't have to change anything that's been done, but we can move forward different.
So you... Okay. I would like to make a check to see the possibility of this kind of thing working. Well, of like steps. Sure. Is this, like, would this be investigate a mystery?
Yes.
I have advanced move on that.
Very good.
Oh, yes. Sharp swan. I got an 11.
All right. You get 3 questions.
So if we want to break the cycle, what are the negative effects this could have?
That all depends on if you break the cycle just on your own, you are going to be fighting against fate itself. However, you have connections with all of the fates. So are you going to break the cycle, or are you going to rewrite the cycle? Because those are very, very different decisions to make. You keep fighting, or do you change the game you're playing?
That's what I'm saying.
So I am assuming we need to have the fates for this, but how can we go about rewriting this? Other than, like, I know we need to have the fates,
you will
but, like,
need,
what is this process?
You will need the fates. You will need someone who knows a great deal of magic. Likely, whoever started the cycle is the best person for it. As it's been alluded to, and sometimes flat out stated, each cycle, or not every cycle, but on some cycles, others were added. The cycle's been going longer than Pendragon. Pendragon was when the most new members were added, which means the cycle has already been changed before, but it's always been tweaked and grown compared to rewritten.
Yeah.
You would need someone who would know how to negotiate with the fates. You would need the fates themselves, as well as someone with enough magical understanding, but loose enough morality to not give a shit about the changing of fate. Someone who cares much more about outcomes than how you get them.
Who is this person? Is, I guess, my next question.
Well, it's been Merlin before.
But we don't
some
have.
Ways, the darkest part of Merlin. You need the part of Merlin that knows magic and gives no shits about being nice about it. You do have it.
Okay.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult.
So is everything else we do.
But I know where future is, at least. We're going to need Karen in on this, because to do it, we need that ambitious
At
Merle.
This point, a text message goes off in Micah's phone.
Where the hell did you even teleport to? Like, how am I supposed to follow you if you don't tell me where you fucking go?
She teleported to Joshua Tree.
No, she didn't teleport to Joshua Tree because she, like, didn't know where he went.
Just no idea.
He just disappeared.
It would just be really great if you're like, I'm going here if you need me. And then you go there and he's not there.
Yeah, there's just a bunch of hippies with bongos around a fire.
The smell of sadness and
patchouli.
And memories. And it's patchouli. Like, why do I smell Axe body spray?
Yeah, and Molly sweat.
But yeah, you get a text from Karen.
I think this is it.
Like, I don't know what other choice we have, honestly.
I think we make the play.
Okay, great. This is so not planned for. I hate everything about this, and that terrifies me, that I usually have a game plan, and I'm going without a script. So, it's going to be great. Great. Okay. Where are we going? What are we doing? Just tell me what you need.
First, we're going to Karen's.
Oh,
don't forget about your friend, also. Unless, is your friend important? Is she coming with, or does she have, like, superpowers, or...
I'll grab her on the way. She's mundane.
Right. You're gonna cover that? You're gonna be on that?
That's yeah, like I said, I don't do well without scripts, okay?
Okay. Well,
I saw someone that needed help and I helped.
Great. Well, let's go put some lives at risk.
Okay. And with that, we cut to a scene that none of you are at. It is back at the Pentagon, as there is a group of several people, the gods, around the table. It appears the meeting is finishing, and you see the shape that is Loki, this like body of pure energy. Step aside, go down a hallway. As it's passing the hallway, you see multiple just slaughtered people in here. And opens a door to where a beaten and battered Ezra is cuffed to a chair. And as you see the figure enter the room, the door closes, and instead we see a duplicate of Ezra closing the door. And we're gonna find some stuff out.